idea, because Christ Jesus has made us all right with God. The Christian journey is far more like a biological arc than a falling tree. Today we're standing in the sunroof on a wildlife safari, and we're learning what it means to grow. One of the joys of where our kids go to school is that there's lots of field trips and parents are encouraged to come along on the field trips. And one of my favorite field trips has been on the wildlife safari. And of course, you know how this goes if you've brought children to wildlife safari. You know, you get there and you slow down, driving carefully. You roll the windows down if you have sun at night and you're holding the sun out. And when I took my children to wildlife safari, they had to take turns standing up in the sunroof of our thing. And so they could take the shoes off and stand on each of the armrests and stretch them through the roof and kind of get the lay of the land. What's hilarious about wildlife safari is everybody in the van thinks that the animals are the ones on display. But if you were to like observe from a distance, obviously you'd see the animals just kind of hang out and quiet and not have anything to do at all. And then inside these vans is pets and sticking out of the side windows and out of the kitchen, making all the noise out of all the wildlife there. It's kind of a reverse wildlife safari in that way. And that's one of the pictures that I have today as we continue down Romans Road, is a church van. Maybe the first church van in church van history to have a sunroof. And they have the youth group now barreling down the highway, standing in the sunroof, trying to get the youth past the fire. And barreling down the highway, just arms and legs and head out of the window, keeping that air, that highway, and then biting the face, screaming like it's a warrior. A picture of Paul Jesus, chapter 5, along the road. Paul says, therefore, since we are made right, he sounds like Paul coming out far ahead. What happens with this peace? He says we have obtained access to the grace in which we stand. And then Paul goes on to talk about standing virtue and boasting the glory of God. Standing virtue even in the suffering that we have to do that. Paul wants us to know that grace isn't a one-time gift. It's not something maybe you got just as a baby when you're baptized and the whole point of life is to sort of not lose the gift. Grace isn't just a one-time thing that happened when you gave your life to Jesus or opened your heart to Christ. It isn't just a one-time thing for a confirmation Sunday or joining a local church. Grace is a blessing. Invites us to do because of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Stand up in the car, undo that seatbelt, and stick it out and see what's up. Two things at least, a joyride, when you're barreling down the highway with the wind in your face, you are as vulnerable as you can feel. says boast. Boast in the hope of sharing the glory of God. Stand up in the truth and see the beautiful creation that unfolds before you. This highway is no horizon in sight. The horizon is out of our sight. There's a joy in not exactly knowing what's to come, but knowing that Jesus promised to come. So what's the joy of all? Holy Spirit calls us out to disciple us of Christ. This is a fancy word for a seat. The passage of strength basically means there's a seatbelt on you, but it's only going to restrain you if there's a sudden turn. So you know how poor Emma, you know, our dad, when he's taking care of his baby next to him, and then sometimes his seatbelt is on. Because he's taking care of his baby, and his seatbelt, the passage of strength, pull it all the way up and get it working. But if you're going slowly, you can move forward and keep going. When Paul describes the grace in which we stand and the Holy Spirit is forced to run to our lives, he's describing a passage of strength. And it doesn't look like we're buckled in, but it's just running. The Holy Spirit will put wind in our face and boast in our sails. Jesus is driving a church station, he's going to stop and pick up people who look like him. Uber church, picking up the Uber Christian. This is exactly the opposite of what Jesus did. All this time, raising the people. And Jesus picked the right time while we were weak. over his head so that the pile has no connection to the car, but the father is as well. And he goes, oh!
This is a new song, but it's got a chorus that's easy to pick up as we go.